This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
You have tuned in to the right place for business news and ideas for therapists. Hi, I'm Jeff Worrell, your host for today's edition of PTTalker.com. Thanks for joining us. Well, this episode, I may have caught some of you off guard, Hivamat therapy. I'll bet that's one that you didn't study in school, but this is the place to come to find out about all the new technologies, and I'm happy to introduce you to William Griffith, who is the president of PhysioMed North America. William, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here.
Yeah, you know, I really look at you as a pioneer. We met, a few years ago now, I guess. Well, probably not a few years ago, but maybe 18, 20 months ago. And you're the guy that is introducing this new therapy, new technique to the physical therapy market in the United States, and certainly intrigued me. I've had some experience listening to you speak a few times, and I'm delighted that you've taken the time to join us today. Tell me, first of all, what is Hivamat therapy?
Well, Hivamat therapy, Jeff, was invented by a German physical therapist named Wolfgang Walder, quite by accident, in his clinic about 20 years ago now over in Germany. And what it involves is a biphasic electrostatic field rather than nerve and muscle fiber depolarization or repolarization or by generating any heat. And it actually operates on a vibration at deep in the tissue, and it helps to eliminate the metabolic waste and the interstitial fluid that therapists are confronted with on all types of injuries.
Okay. So how is that, I mean, that sounded pretty good, but how is that different than, say, the normal muscle stim that they're using now or ultrasound or than any of the other modalities?
Well, you know, with muscle stimulation, you create the release of noradrenaline, norepinephrine at the synapse, which creates the depolarization activity and repolarization activity in the muscle. Mm-hmm. And by doing this, you create vasoconstriction or vasodilation by doing that. And with the Hivamat, you don't create these nerve fiber or muscle fiber depolarization, repolarizations. You actually remove the waste through the activation of the electrostatic field.
I see. So really this is working in a whole different way than probably the modalities that therapists are commonly used to using in the clinic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's very soothing, very comfortable, and most patients find it a very, very pleasant sensation, and a lot of them have even brought family members or fellow employees or people like that they work with.
Yeah.
And treatments.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, I have seen this product. I've seen you do demonstrations, and I've seen you use it on patients very successfully. Just for the listeners out there, obviously they can't see it, but this treatment, the therapist is connected to one of the electrodes, and then they use gloved hands. Can you just kind of go through all that, draw a visual picture for our listeners as to how this treatment actually gets applied to the patient?
Right, Jeff. Both the therapist and the patient are connected to the unit, and as the electrical current from the machine attempts to complete the circuit, it's stopped at the interface of the gloves, which builds up the electrostatic field in the patient's tissue, creating a resonant vibration. And the vibration is actually a micro-compressive effect on the tissue. So as the molecules become separated in the interstitial spaces, then they're pumped into the lymph collectors and out of the body.
Okay. So would I be correct in saying there's really two mechanisms of treatment? There is that I think you called it the resonant vibration, but there's also the electromagnetic field that's created?
Yes, there are two components in the treatment. One of them is the electrostatic field. The other is the electromagnetic field. And simultaneously, they work together to separate the charged particles in the interstitial spaces in the connective tissue and then remove them into the lymph collectors. And the Hivamat is the only one in the world that has this particular combination of effects. It has embedded technology and patented circuitry, which makes it impossible to copy.
Okay. Now,
so it's the only one.
Okay, so and just probably someone out there is thinking, I'm connected to the unit. Any problems with that? Any concerns? Any is that a big deal?
That was my first question to the manufacturer, Jeff, when we found out about the unit. And they said that back then, 15 years of distribution throughout the world, there'd never been any negative side effects reported. However, there have been some positive side effects reported. People who have arthritis in their hands.
For the therapist, you mean? Positive?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, go ahead.
We have had therapists who've had arthritic hands or painful or swollen hands, and after they use the equipment for a while, they don't have that anymore.
Well, that's can't beat that, huh? All right. So, who do we use this device on? Is this for a very narrow, specific group of patients, or can it be used in a typical physical therapy clinic?
Oh yes, absolutely. It can be used on a very broad spectrum of patients coming in for physical therapy because most things deal with limited range of motion or painful range of motion or wound healing and things like that, and that's definitely indications that the Hivomet is very effective on.
Okay.
Pain, swelling, and inflammation.
All right. So when you are working with clinicians, and I'm assuming, is that how you market the product, is by going in and talking to clinicians?
Exactly. And fortunately for us, we've had a lot of word-of-mouth advertising, and we have actually worked with 23 Major League Baseball teams, and we have the Boston Red Sox, who won the World Championship last year, and the Colorado Rockies, both are clients of ours. Also the NFL Super Bowl champion New York Giants and their opponents, the New England Patriots, are also clients of ours. And in the NBA, we had the San Antonio Spurs last year, the champions. Also their competitors, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and LSU, the National Collegiate Football Champions, used 10 of our Hivomet units.
Really?
Because
we want to keep everything real here, we all know that when companies market to the NBA, NFL, that you just give them the machine. Is that the case here?
No, absolutely not the case. They have purchased our equipment at retail, each one of them.
Okay.
And some of them have been so impressed with it that they've had the team doctor work with some of the individual athletes. We have about 40 of the professional athletes that have their own machines that are trained to use them on themselves. And, for instance, we have Trevor Hoffman and Jake Peavy with the San Diego Padres, and Trevor told me that he said the Hivomet was the only way that at his age he could perform at the level that he does, and still go out and close games every night past 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we've had several others that have told us similar things.
All right. So why don't we? Would you be able to get our listeners a list of all the if I have them email me? Of all the users.
Absolutely. Okay. Be glad to provide that for you.
All right. If you want a list of all the users who are using the Hivomet technology, just respond to me at feedback@pttalker.com. That's feedback@pttalker.com. We'll get that to you. Now, it is great to have a lot of famous, teams and everything, but is it a modality that's appropriate for the everyday physical therapy clinic, seeing the arthritis, the tendonitis, the sprains, the strains?
It sure is, Jeff, and a lot of the good things that we've seen have been in orthopedics, like for total knees, total hips, rotator cuffs, ACL repairs, and that kind of indication. We've had a great increase in range of motion and decrease in circumference in a knee, with just one treatment. Normally, they'll see an increase in their range of motion, a decrease in their pain, and also a decrease in their circumference in their joint after just one treatment.
Okay. How about, my epicondylitis is bothering me right now. Would the Hivomet be a good treatment? And why would I use Hivomet versus probably what my therapist has been going to do, and that's do iontophoresis or ultrasound or any of those other things?
Well, with the Hivomet, you actually remove the waste molecules, the inflammatory byproducts from around your epicondyle tendon. And none of the rest of the modalities out there that I'm aware of have the capabilities of actually doing this. So you eliminate the cause of the problem and not just cover it up.
All right. Now, our listeners, all professionals, are real big into research and studies. We've got feedback at pttalker.com where they can email to me if they would like to get some information. Would you have anything to send them that would document the success of this device?
We do. We have several research studies that were conducted over in Europe, and the modality is new to America. And we have facilities like LSU in Baton Rouge and also the University of St. Augustine in St. Augustine, Florida, and some other individual clinics around the country who are conducting research at this time here in the States. But I have research on soft tissue and also wound care and some orthopedic indications if they are interested in reading those.
Okay, just respond to that email, as I said. And, of course, I think we went through the same thing with laser. Laser tended to be a technique and a device that came over from Europe. All the research was basically non-U.S. because the FDA would not approve it. So that would be a normal thing until you can get the device established here in the United States. There's probably not going to be a whole lot of U.S. research.
Exactly, until LSU and the University of St. Augustine and some of these other clinics publish their research, which they're all excited about because they've told me that they've seen better results with this and longer-lasting results with this than anything they've ever used before. So we're excited about the forthcoming research.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm really excited to bring this to our listeners because it is a device that is one of those it's one of those kind of devices that is spreading by word of mouth. There's not a whole lot of advertising about it or any big gurus pushing it. It is really spreading because therapists who use it like it, see its effectiveness, and tell their friends about it. That's been my experience.
It's the same everywhere, Jeff, and up in Canada, it's been the same way for us. So, you know, the word is getting out about the Hivomat. We have customers call practically every week from different areas of the country who were treated with the Hivomat. They're going into different parts of the country, moving there or whatever, asking where they can be treated with the machine. So it's a really good thing.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming FDA approved?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
It's been FDA approved now for about 5 years.
All right. So it's got all the certifications and all the stuff it's supposed to have.
Everything that they need, right.
All right. What kind of a price range would a device like this fall into?
Well, we have three different models. We have the Hivomat 200, which is our very base unit that I use in clinics a lot, and it runs $6,875.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Hivomat Personal that patients can take home with them or else they can purchase for home use, and it runs about $3,295.
Okay.
And then we have the new Hivomat 200 Evident, which is a very nice clinical device that incorporates DVDs and everything to show the patient the therapist how to do a treatment on the patient. And there's also two personal units that come with this device that can be used in other treatment rooms or sent home with a patient or however they'd like to do that. And they sell these the clinical units like this sell for $17,900.
Okay.
That's three machines in one.
Very good. Okay. This device, what does Hivomat stand for?
Histologically variable manual technique.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Mr. William Griffith, you are the president of Physiomed North America. Thank you so much for filling us in and informing our listeners about this new and exciting technique.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate you asking me.
No problem. Okay, this concludes another edition of PT Talker, and I hope that you've enjoyed this information that we bring to you because we're always trying to find new and creative things, ways to save money, ways to improve patient outcomes, or ways to save time. So this is Jeff Worrell concluding this edition of PT Talker. If you'd like to enjoy other episodes, please go to our website at www.pttalker.com.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each month for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes. Thank you.